All right, this is Odessa Armstrong. This is April 3rd, 2019, and I am sitting here with...
Archer Fennell.
All right. How old are you?
75.
All right. Can you tell me about where you grew up?
Grew up in the Dundalk area of Baltimore County, which was a industrial area at that time. Bethlehem Steel was a big employer, so it was middle income at the time.
All right. Can you tell me about where did you go to school? Elementary school.
This was a time when there were a lot of new babies. They were building schools rapidly. In the elementary grades, I went to three different schools.
Oh, wow.
Went to Colgate Elementary, which was not a real old school, but a fairly old school. I went to Berkshire Elementary, which was a brand new school. And then I went to a annex, which was in the Rosedale area, where you had to be bused.
Why did you have to be bused there?
Over-enrollment in schools.
Okay. Can you tell me about what you remember about what was going on in America at that time when you were a kid?
Biggest thing that I remember at that time was Bethlehem Steel was being unionized. So that was the big thing. And presidential elections seemed to be more important in my elementary years than the others, I guess because of my father.
Okay. What was your school experience like as an elementary school student?
Well, my mother was a substitute and a teacher, and I was lucky enough to get pretty good teachers, but I couldn't grasp, I had difficulty learning, and I was ornery, so I would get in trouble. And that's about it in the elementary schools. The elementary school was where I started getting behind in schools. It starts early.
What kind of trouble would you get into?
At the time, most of the middle class in Dundalk and the surrounding area was coming up from rough areas. And we were just bad kids. We didn't sit in the classroom with our hands crossed. We were always doing something out in the playground you weren't supposed to do or whatever. I don't imagine it's much different. It's just gotten more violent than what it used to be. But I remember in elementary school, kids with knives, because guns were too expensive, but you had knives, you had fights all the time, and that started in elementary.
How did the schools deal with that kind of thing happening at school? What did they do?
Well, if it was in the classroom, they grabbed you and they yanked you down to the principal's office and they called your parents and then your parents dealt with it. If you were really a really bad kid, you were taken out of school and put into a reform school. And it separated. And if you were a disruption to the class, you were put into a class with other kids who were disrupted so that the kids who can learn and should learn could get taught.
What was it like when you went to middle school?
Middle school was the same. I was behind in school, especially reading and spelling and history. The area, we were fighting and doing crazy stuff. Junior grades, which were 7th, 8th, 9th, and 9th, I went to two different schools. Mm-hmm. I went to North Point, and maybe just North Point. Mm-hmm. Or the annex might have been in the middle school rather than the elementary. Mm. But one of the two was there. And then in the high school, again, it was two different schools, the old Dundalk School and the new Dundalk School. But in the middle school, it was, it all starts with peer pressure, I imagine. Looking back on it, it's pretty easy to see, but you know, you had to be a tough guy, you had to smoke, all that stuff was there, just like what it is today. You know, they got to do drugs, they got to do something just for peer pressure.
Do you think it helped or hurt you to go to so many different schools?
I don't think the place makes any difference or the school makes any difference. And the money spent in the schools or whatever doesn't make any difference. It's the what you get out of the teacher and what the teacher can give you in that school. If that teacher is busy trying to discipline kids, she can't teach you the other things. And if you don't have a teacher that can focus on the problems that the individual has, they're not going to get over that problem. Mm. Looking back, I probably had dyslexia, where I couldn't grasp reading. Mm. The only way I could read was by sight rather than sound, That was a big holdback. And things that didn't interest me were just too hard to do, you know, to concentrate on and to do. Mm-hmm. That would be history. I had no use for history at all. Couldn't figure out why I would have to know somebody's birth date more than what they actually did. And English, that was I couldn't understand that. So in high school, I was still doing 10th grade history and English. But I got into auto mechanics in high school where they did vocational. And at that time, you didn't have to be an accredited student to get into a vocational class. Mm-hmm. You got into a vocational class if you excelled in that area, or if they thought you could excel in that area.
Was there someone that opened that door for you to get you into the mechanics?
Well, my parents were very active in the school, and they, you know, my mother couldn't figure it out either. Why I could read a hot rod magazine, but I couldn't read other things. And during that time was the time of teenager rebels or whatever it was. There were drapes and squares and hot rods on the street and all the glory days of what people look back and, you know, now and say, you know, it was crazy. But at that time, all those kids were terrible. You know, the police were terrible and all that other stuff. But it was a great time to grow up. For me, anyway, because I've always was mechanically inclined, and I started early doing the things that I liked and just carried, and I had the school to help me once I got to a certain level. And then the other thing that I was really lucky with high school was that the high school teacher that taught auto mechanics actually got a job for me when I left school. And
when did you leave school?
I left school. I was in the 12th grade, but I was still taking 10th grade English and history, or one of those that was 10th grade, and the other was 11th grade thing, and then the thing, and what had happened on the question, what had happened while I was in school was during the elementary school and the junior high school, the teachers could just pass you on. You just kept they would just move you to the next grade, move you to the next grade, move you to the next grade. When you got into high school in the 10th grade, they passed where you had to pass a test at the end of the thing, and you had to have so many credits. You had to build the credits in high school, which you didn't have to do before. All you had to do was go through the classes, and if you stuck in there long enough to go to the 12th grade, they'd give you a diploma. Well, when I went into high school, all that stopped, and they went into the other thing. So,
do you happen to remember what kind of test that was? Was it just?
I never worried about it. I knew I wasn't going to. I knew what I wanted to do early in life, and that was it. And that was an obstacle that would have just distracted me, you know. So I just didn't worry about that too much. I was busy doing the other things at that time, you know, teenagers running around, drinking, racing cars, and all the crazy stuff.
All right, so just a thought about teachers. Can you describe what a really good teacher, it could be a specific teacher, or it could be...
I've had some really good teachers. In the elementary schools, there was a teacher, Miss Swanner, who would take the time and show you, but was very strict. They have to be strict. Rewarding people for doing something normal doesn't work, I don't think, but the rewarding them when they make a, you know, when they get a hold of something and actually understand what they're doing rather than just repetitiously doing it, then, you know, that's a good teacher who can make you do that. I had a science teacher in the junior high school who was, I wasn't big on science, but I liked science in his class. And the one thing that he got over in that class was the biggest thing he thought he could test was to ask why, you know, the question why, and to find out why, and to go from there. I'll never forget that teacher. I'll never forget the auto mechanic teacher. And there was a history teacher in like the sixth grade or something who was, he was a general teacher, but he was a great big guy and he was tough. He was one with a stick, grab you, you know, by your shirt and pick you up, throw you up against the wall. He'd get your attention and you would be good in that class. And when you were good in that class, you would learn something, even if you just sat there and listened. But the teachers who didn't discipline the kids ran over them, and the teachers who can't discipline the kids will run over them. They're, you know, at those ages, all those ages going through that school, you're establishing your pecking order.
So discipline plays a key role in that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm just going to ask you one more question. How about, how were you treated by your teachers? You just described a lot of very strict teachers and people grabbing you up. Can you maybe think about how teachers cultivated that love of auto mechanics or connected you to that love that you already had?
No, I don't remember teachers at that time, you know, being, you know, picking you out. My mother used to pick out kids and do that, but the teachers I had, and I don't think that's right either. I think the teacher's job is to teach and to do what they have to do in order to get the point across. In other words, to give them the fundamental, not to give them a test answer and they have no idea how they had come to that answer. To teach them to reason. I feel that the, and that's what I considered a good teacher, was a teacher who could teach me to reason. Miss Swanner, she would teach you why, how to do this, or what it was to get through. The science teacher would teach you to reason, how to get to there, how to think, not how to produce answers, you know, but to think. And that, I guess that takes kind of a, you kind of have to get personal with it, but you don't have to like a teacher to learn a teacher if you respect the teacher. And you can't respect a teacher if you walk over them. And we couldn't walk over, now when I was in elementary school and all those schools, there were teachers that we just walked over, and most of them were English, history, and stuff. But you didn't, during those days, you didn't walk over a gym teacher. They were very disciplined. You didn't walk over, and there was just other teachers that stood out who got their point across and made you learn. Where if they can't show that authority or show that discipline in themselves to make you do it, and that's how I personally would distinguish a good teacher from a memorable teacher from a teacher that just goes by.
All right, well, we're almost done this interview. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you about your school experience?
Yeah, the most different thing between schools now and schools then was the way they handled discipline and the idea that they can put troubled kids and kids who can't learn in the same class with kids who can excel is one of the biggest mistakes I think there is. You need to harvest the intelligence that we have, or we keep falling behind.
What classroom would you have been in?
I was put back into the troubled classrooms. And Sammy Gallo, you know him, he was in the troubled classrooms, or the slow learners, when they started getting politically correct. Instead of being a brat, you were a slow learner.
Did that help you? Do you think that actually, was the right thing?
Actually, it did, yeah. But I don't think I was a normal, you know, I don't think that was normal. I just made it easier for me. You know, I didn't want to focus. I had so much trouble focusing because I couldn't read. And I could, you know, my mother would just show me, you know, how to with sight because she couldn't get it over to whether it was the hearing problem or the dyslexia or whatever. But I, you know, the easier it was, the less I had to concentrate to do it. So, yeah, they put me in a slower grade. I could do it, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can wrap it up with that. Thank you so much for taking your time to answer some of these questions and sharing your childhood school experience here in Maryland.
Yep. That's it. I'm sure it's a lot of left out, but...
All right, let's see.